I'm Katie and Kay from Carbondale. Good morning and happy Wednesday morning. After a divisive presidential election, conservationists are calling on both political parties to come together around common concerns to protect the nation's natural resources. Eric Galanis reports.
With the 2016 presidential election now in their rearview mirror, conservationists are hoping common ground can be found to safeguard the nation's natural resources in Colorado and across the country. David Ellenberger with the National Wildlife Federation says protecting lands owned by all Americans isn't a Democratic or Republican issue.
Conservation, clean air, clean water, wildlife is a really popular issue in Colorado, and that cuts across both parties and really brings people together around a common goal.
He says the recent campaign showed strong, broad-based support, regardless of party affiliation, for keeping public lands in public hands. Groups working to transfer publicly owned lands to states, part of the GOP's national platform, disagree and say they now have a president more inclined to support their efforts. National Wildlife Federation President Colin O'Mara says success stories, including the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and the Endangered Species Act, prove that a strong environment can also bring economic benefits. He sees opportunities for both parties to work together to fight wildfires that threaten hunting, fishing, and other activities that local economies depend on.
We're seeing massive forest fires, tens of millions of acres going up into smoke, releasing a lot of emissions and reducing recreational opportunities, polluting streams, affecting wildlife. That's one area where there's very bipartisan solutions.
He says ultimately, natural resource issues are American issues and hopes conversations around conservation can help bridge what is currently a wide partisan divide. This is Eric Galatis reporting for KDNK.
The Bureau of Land Management has opened a 30-day comment period on a preliminary environmental assessment of about 100,000 acres of federal minerals intended for lease to oil and gas companies. Parcels are distributed across Grand County, Jackson County, Moffat County, Rio Blanco County, and Rout County. Comments are due by December 12th for a lease sale scheduled for May 2017. More information at blm.gov. Wells Fargo banks across the country were the targets of protests Tuesday as part of a nationwide campaign to get the bank to divest from the Dakota Access Pipeline. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh talked to protesters at the Carbondale branch and has this report.
Native Americans from North and South Dakota brought a little bit of sacred stone camp to Carbondale Tuesday, drumming and singing as part of a protest in front of the Wells Fargo Bank on Highway 82.
My name is Scott Red Horse Barta.
Yeah, I'm Dakota. We're here down in Carbondale, Colorado to show the world that we can see what they're doing, Wells Fargo and other banks and whoever's funding these types of things that are going to damage and harm our children and grandchildren. Water is life. Mani, my life. That's the Dakota word for water. So we need to have everybody understand that today, 2016, that it's time to listen to the indigenous people, what we've been saying for 500 years.
The protest started at 11 in the morning with close to a dozen people carrying signs and talking to passersby about the campaign to get Wells Fargo and other banks to stop funding the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wells Fargo Bank is one of the largest financiers of the 1,170-mile pipeline, with $476 million invested so far. It also administers all records, interest, and principal payments associated with loans to Energy Transfer Partners, which owns the pipeline. Carbondale resident Raleigh Burley organized Tuesday's demonstration.
Wells Fargo is actually the fourth largest funding entity in this. So we have a list of 38 banks that comprise a $10.5 billion budget on this program. And because banks are way more, vulnerable and accountable to their clients, people are hoping around the country that we can put pressure on these bank entities and get them to pull out of this project and cut off the funding.
Are you a Wells Fargo patron?
I actually just closed my account this morning, and I have the paper to prove it.
Burley says the protests are not against Wells Fargo employees.
We sent out emails as well to the CEOs, and we are asking essentially that they pull out their funding and then have the support of their people, but we don't want our money to inadvertently be funding these vicious offenses against human rights and our environment.
This song was made to encourage the people that were there defending the women and children to stand up and face the enemy. So this is called the Battle of the Little Bighorn Song.
Colorado, Tuesday's Carbondale crowd was peaceful, but no less committed to making a change.
My name is Lance King from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and I'm here supporting the DAPL against the oil drilling and fracking in North Dakota. This isn't just an Indian thing that's representing only Indians. This is for everybody that's living. This is all the way down in Mississippi. Those aren't just Indians that live on the Mississippi. They're white people, black people, Mexican, Jewish, Chinese, you name it. You know, people are getting a misconception that this is just an Indian thing and we're trying to make an uprising, you know, like the Little Bighorn or however the schools are teaching the kids about how bad the savages are. This is a living thing for all the people.
My name is Kara.
And where do you live, Kara?
In Carbondale.
What is it about this issue that resonates for you?
It's frustrating to have a voice that isn't being heard. It's important to protect the planet that sustains us, that we have clean water, and yeah, we need to be listened to.
My name's Michael Mulry. Respect for the indigenous people and respect for their rights to treaties that have been made over the years and have been ignored, and we think it's about time that we as Americans support them and encourage the government and any institutions that ignore those treaties and disrespect them to change their minds and come about and support them.
Are you a Wells Fargo patron?
No. I have tried to divest myself of their influence in my life. They've got a long history dating back to the recession of abusing college students and their loans, of creating accounts that people didn't agree to, and with pushing loans that they knew that people couldn't support and were going to lose their homes as a result of it. So Wells Fargo's got this long history of abusing people.
I'm Callie. I live on Cypress Ave in Carbondale. I'm here to support the people who are standing up to protect their water in North Dakota. I believe it's really important that we stand with people who are standing up for what they believe in. And even though I can't be there, I can be here and I can still show my solidarity today.
My name is Rachel Mulry. I live here in Carbondale. One of the things that made the biggest impact for me to want to get involved was seeing the maps of where the pipeline had been planned to go and how it was rerouted to not be upstream from white communities and instead to be upstream from Native American communities. And I think that just speaks mountains to how Native Americans have been treated since white people arrived here. And in this day and age, we know enough and we know better than to treat people that way. And so I think it's important that the white communities in this country finally take a stand to support the Native Americans in the fights that they are taking to protect their land and their water. So I want to be on their side.
Tara Sheehan.
And Tara, you helped organize this.
I did. I just feel like we need to become aware of water is our life. Like the Lakota say, mini water, my life. And to protect water is to have clean water for ourselves and our future generations. And we're moving out of this sort of unconscious energy that we've been using, which is drilling into grandmother earth, extracting and burning fuel. And now we actually know that we have solar and wind and all these alternative means. And it's our job as citizens to take actions that can help provide clean, green energy and clean water, and not necessarily hold others accountable. We have to hold ourselves accountable.
Wells Fargo corporate sent KD&K a statement in response to the nationwide protests. Quote, "We respect the differing opinions involved in this dispute, and we understand the concerns of all parties involved. Wells Fargo is one of 17 financial institutions involved in financing the Dakota Access Pipeline project, which was evaluated by an independent engineer to be compliant with the Equator Principles, a framework that is designed to determine, assess, and manage social and environmental risks and impacts of projects. In this particular case, the principles provided an additional layer of due diligence for potential environment and social impacts." The statement continues, quote, "We have banking relationships with tens of thousands of companies in hundreds of different sectors, and we only do business with companies that have demonstrated a strong, ongoing commitment to complying with all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations." That was the statement issued by Wells Fargo Corporate in response to Tuesday's protests. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.